today on Real Radio.
Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Wow. What does the Bible say? There's no male or female, Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, bond or free, but all are one in Christ. Is that not amazing?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called "The God of the Jews is the Only One Who Can Save the Gentiles," continues a series called "The God of Our Salvation," the book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, in these last few chapters, we're seeing Isaiah's persona as the evangelical prophet held true with each passing verse. Many of his prophecies have already been fulfilled, like the coming of Jesus as the Messiah. Still, there are some prophecies on Christ's return that have not yet come to pass. In Isaiah chapter 55, we learned that God's ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts are bigger than anyone could ever imagine, and He's all-knowing, He's all-powerful, yet He still wants us to come to Him. God knows following our own desires will eventually lead to our own destruction, while His ways lead to everlasting life in a perfect environment of rest and peace. Just imagine the future that He holds for us. So today on day 3 of chapter 56, Pastor Jack tells us that whether we're Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, male or female, we are all one in Christ Jesus. But as a warning, we are to follow only Jesus. He is the one true shepherd who feeds us from the Word of God. False teachers will fill you with lies that might seem right at the time, but in the end, it'll lead to your destruction. And now continuing his lesson called "The God of the Jews is the Only One Who Can Save the Gentiles," here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, listen to this, and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain. Listen, this is very, very serious talk here. Watch. And make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, Bible students, watch verses 6 and 7. This is awesome. This is Isaiah. This is 743 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. This is Isaiah. The nation has already gone through many upheavals and invasions. Isaiah the prophet. 743 BC. Yes, there's more to come, but watch this. When it says in verses 6 and 7 that the foreigner, that's the Gentile, they're going to join. They're going to come together. They're going to gather around. There's going to be a Sabbath worship. When will that happen? Oh, yeah, and by the way, they're going to hold to my covenant. Oh, wait a minute. Jeremiah has already announced that there's a covenant coming that is going to be greater than the first covenant. Am I too excited about this? Are you getting this? Church, listen. He's not talking about the old covenant. There's a covenant coming. Jeremiah talked about it, chapter 31, that will do away with the old covenant that was written in stone that Israel broke, he said. There's a new covenant coming. And Jesus said, it's the new covenant that's in my blood, and my body's offered for that new covenant. And Jeremiah 31 says, it's going to be a covenant not written on stone, but it's going to be written on the human heart. Ladies and gentlemen, that's being born again. That's the Spirit of God in your life. And Isaiah is announcing, the prophet is speaking, it's going to happen in a day when my holy mount, it's called Zion. You might want to write it down in your notes. He's talking about Zion in the millennium. That's coming. When God returns, he says, I'm coming back. The Bible says Jesus, when he returns, his toe is going to touch the Mount of Olives. It's going to split open, and he's going to land on the Mount, the Temple Mount, Zion, and he's going to establish his kingdom there. And I tell you, you read Ezekiel chapter 40 to the close of the book, and it will blow your mind what's going to happen when Jesus returns in that moment. But I just love the fact that it says that his foot is going to strike the Mount of Olives, and it says it's going to split open. By the way, read Ezekiel. When it splits open, it says that there's going to be water that gushes up from the center of that tear in the earth. And some of you have been there with us. It says it's going to flow west toward the Dead Sea, west toward the Mediterranean, and it's going to flow east to the Dead Sea. Are you with me? There's only one canyon that flows from Mount Zion to the Mediterranean and to the Dead Sea. Right now, there's no water in it at all. It's completely dry. But if you drive there, there's a sign, and it says the Kidron Valley. It's the Kidron. The Kidron Valley is sitting there. It's in waiting. You can look at it. Go to Google Earth. You can see it if you know where to look. There's this big valley that links the Mediterranean with the Dead Sea, and it's just dry as a bone. And you know where it's intersected? They come together perfectly at the high ground, at the high point. And the high point is at the Mount of Olives, just opposite Mount Zion, my holy mountain, God says. It's going to happen. It's just awesome. And God says when that water comes up, it's going to flow into the Mediterranean, and it's going to heal the waters of the Dead Sea, it says. My holy mountain. And it says that their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. See, this is not in heaven. This is on earth. This is during the millennium. Look at verse 8. The God of the Jews is the only one who can save the Gentiles because God desires that all be saved. Did you know that? Did you know that God desires all people to be saved? Tragically, we know that they won't be saved because they choose not to be. But don't walk around blaming God that he doesn't want you in heaven or he's keeping you out. You're the one keeping you out. Jesus did everything to get you in. Stop resisting him. Verse 8 says, the Lord God who gathers the outcast of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others. Others what? What does others mean? Others, the others is other than Israelis. I will gather others besides those who are gathered to him. Salvation. The God of the Jews saves the Gentiles. I love it. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek or the Gentile. The gospel went to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. It's one of the most touching, by the way, most sweet and tender touching moments recorded in the Bible for both God and man is in Matthew chapter 15 regarding this very truth. Listen carefully to this. Matthew 15, verse 21. Think of Jew and Gentile. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon, Gentile land. And behold, a woman of Canaan, this is Gentile, came from that region and cried out to him saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. What's interesting is that she's a Gentile, but she calls him the son of David. This is incredibly insightful for this woman, being a non-Jew. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word. What do you think of that? Have mercy upon me, son of David. My daughter's demon-possessed. He doesn't even acknowledge. What's he doing? Is this the Jesus we all know? What's going on here? Keep reading. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, because they were very compassionate, tender men, send her away, for she cries out after us. Excuse me, hello, Peter, James, and John. She ain't crying out after you guys. Isn't that funny? They're crying out. She's crying out after Jesus. She's not coming to them. Isn't that funny? I know, Lord, we're just so tired. Boy, are we ministry. Whoo, this ministry stuff's tough, you know? And this lady, she's yapping on. Can you send her away? Because she keeps crying to us to help her. No. She knows exactly who she's going to. It's hilarious. Verse 24, but he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of who? Israel. Then she came and worshiped him. Now, the Bible, if you don't know the Bible, if you don't know Jesus, the Bible says that he knew what everyone was thinking. Did he not know that she was a Gentile? Of course he knew. Did he not know what he was going to do? The Bible says he always knew what he was going to do. So this is a big lesson going on here. But she's undeterred. She comes and worships him. That's a lesson for us. Saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. The word actually in Greek or Aramaic is puppies. So don't get all offended. Jesus didn't call her a dog. He called her a little puppy. The word means puppies that hang around the table. Little puppies that are looking up at you. And you say, well, this is not going well. I can't believe Jesus is saying this. Hang on. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs, the puppies, eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, he must have been smiling from ear to ear, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. What was he doing? He was drawing faith out of her. And he was also showing the Jewish disciples, Gentiles can be saved too. And she even called to him in Jewish language, Son of David. Then she says, true, Jesus, you're right. But me, being an unworthy puppy, hey, I'm willing to eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. The master is a play on words. It's not only him, but it's the disciples, the Jewish disciples as well. Hey, I'll take whatever you give because you are the Son of David. What an awesome testimony. John chapter 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and I'm known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And who? Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. They're not Jewish. They're not Jewish little lambs. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Wow. What does the Bible say? There's no male or female, Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, bond or free, but all are one in Christ. Is that not amazing? And then we end with this, verses 9 through 12. It's regarding this. The God of the Jews is the only one who can save a Gentile, so God will judge all those who are frauds. I didn't know how else to put this point. I'm going to go across this fast because I've warned myself not to spend much time, verses 9 through 12, because it gets my blood to boil. Third point, just forgive me in advance. Everything's because salvation is God's work. Yes, God, because God desires that all be saved. Wonderful. The closing argument, verses 9 to 12, so God will judge all those who are frauds. That's the nicest way I could put it. Are you sitting down? Here we go. Verse 9. All you beasts of the field come to devour. All you beasts of the forest, his watchmen are blind. What is this? The leaders of Israel are blind. The religious leaders are blind. But I want to talk about our day. Jesus warned over and over again that there would be those in the last days. In fact, for time's sake, I'm going to fly through it. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus said, watch out. And he spoke to the Pharisees and he warned the people, the religious leaders. He said, watch out for these people. These guys are blind and they're leading the blind. The blind leading the blind, and they'll all fall into a ditch. Jesus warns them, Matthew 15. Look back at Isaiah chapter 56:10. Look, they are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs which never have enough, and they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, and everyone for his own gain from his own territory. Verse 12, come, one says, I will bring wine and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today and much more abundant. Why is this such a big deal? We end with this. God is warning. I am for salvation. You listen to my word. You come to me. And God is also saying, watch out for religious leaders. Watch out. In Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Holy Spirit expressly says that in the latter times or last days, some will depart from the faith. You're going to know some of those people. Maybe you already know them. They're going to give up. They're going to depart from the faith. They're going to give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, aberrant doctrines, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. They just go off. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and at his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Why? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Today's that day. People do not care about Bible anymore. And then we end with this big piece. 2 Peter, starting in chapter 2. 2 Peter 2. It should be on the screens. But there are also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them. We're watching Christian universities do this right now. Who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. We're finding out right now that there's some seminaries, I'll give you their names in the next few weeks, that are famous, notable seminaries denominations that are global, that are meeting to decide if there's other ways to heaven apart from Jesus Christ. And they're headquartered right in America. By whom the way is blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. Listen to this. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Look at verse 12, 2 Peter 2:12. But these, like brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand. They will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. So they go to church, having eyes full of adultery. They're always lusting. They can be talking about the Bible, but they're looking at women or men in the flock, thinking. They're predators. And they cannot cease from sin, enticing, unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Wow. God says in his word, I'm going to give you shepherds that feed you the word. You can stand, we're done. But listen to this. The God of the Bible is saying, watch out. Church, there is so much happening in the name of Christianity. I don't know if you're catching it because you're busy trying to feed your family. God bless you. I understand that. But listen, be very careful. Now is not the time to back off on knowing your Bible. You need to know it now more than ever. These are very, very dangerous days. And there's deceivers out there. They look cool. They're beautiful. They've got the voice. They got the stuff. And look, you know what? You go online. Go look right now. I don't want to name them right now and get sued. But there's guys right now, world famous Christian evangelists, that are asking you to give them $56 million so that they can get their new Gulfstream 650 jet. And there's not one of them. There's a couple of them. Go look them up in the news. One guy, if I said his name tonight, you'd be mad at me. The guy is saying, you know what? I got a brand new jet so I can travel the world because God wants me to, and it needs an upgrade. He said, I bought it, but it's lacking $1.5 million worth of avionics, and I need an upgrade. And he's having a telethon thing where you can give him money to get his airplane pimped out. Listen, if you see people like that begging for money, if you turn on your TV and you see that stuff, well, yeah, You're nicer than I am. She said, turn it off. Okay, that's right. You know what? Actually, I think you should pray that God would destroy those ministries. Because they're ripping people off. They're ripping people off. And listen, if you're not a Christian here tonight, and you turn that stuff on, and you say, I can't become a Christian, let me tell you something right now. You should become a Christian to protect you from bozos like that, because Jesus said, hey, watch out, in the last days before I come back, there's going to be shysters on TV trying to rip you off like that. And they're going to come in all kinds of shapes and sizes and forms and colors and sounds. You better watch it. We live in amazing days. Now, personally, I want to leave you on a high. I get excited about this stuff. When I see this stuff, what do? I go, whoa, man, that dude, he's going to answer to God in the end. Here's the great thing. This is the pick-me-up. Jesus said there'd be days like this. Jesus said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Jesus said. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. We praise you for tonight. God, we just ask you, Lord, that tonight, wherever we may be, viewing right now or sitting here right now, whoever we may be, wherever we may be, we better make sure that our faith is in Jesus, not in a church, not in a denomination, not in anything, not in anyone. It's not Billy Graham. It's not the Pope. It's not some pastor. It's not some priest. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord of glory, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, amen, the way, the truth, and the life, no matter what committee says. He's the only way. And we're happy he's the only way. We get confused with other ways. It's scary to have other ways. Only one died on the cross for you, my dear friend. Trust him. Only one rose again from the dead for you, my friend. Trust him, and you'll forever be safe. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you as we close in this.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, The God of the Jews is the Only One Who Can Save the Gentiles. So glad you could join us today. The kingdom of God is open to all who repent. Won't you come to Jesus today? He loves you, and he is ready to receive you right away. The God of the Jews is the Only One Who Can Save the Gentiles is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, some people might think it's a bad thing that God knows all and sees all. Maybe you've been going down the wrong path, or you feel like you have to earn your way into God's heart. Or maybe you think that the poor choices you've made in life, well, they've gone far beyond God's ability to forgive. Well, here's some really comforting news. God knows you, he does. But the awesome thing is how much he still loves you. He even wants to have a personal relationship with you. So if you want to know more of what that's all about, we're here to help. Just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Know God tab. That's the Know God tab, K-N-O-W. Now, once you're there, you'll find the information you need to make a decision for Christ and a guide to share your faith with others. Now, here's what you can do for us. Let us know about your decision to follow Christ, or maybe you've got further questions. We're more than happy to help you with those. You can call us 877-777-2346 or email us at mail@reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Again, that's 877-777-2346 or email us, here's the address, mail@reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Did you know, by the way, there are a few great ways that you can support this ministry, even in ways that won't cost you a dime? You can be involved in Eternal Impact basically for no money out of your pocket. It's easy. You can start by telling your friends about this ministry. Then you can like Pastor Jack's Facebook page, subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel, or follow his Instagram. Pastor Jack really is quite active on social media, so you'll love keeping up with him and what God is doing through this ministry. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.